I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. In the new Disney film Queen of Katwe, a poor, illiterate girl in Uganda beats her mentor at a game of chess by thinking 8 moves ahead, then goes on to prove herself in a string of suspenseful tournaments. You may find yourself thinking back to the plots of other stories about kids who fulfill their dreams by triumphing against heavy odds. But this film transcends the familiar formula. It's family entertainment in the freshest sense of the term, a biographical drama based on a true story that vibrates with more colors, emotional as well as visual, than I can name. The girl's name is Fiona Mutese, and she's played in a remarkable debut by Medina Nalwanga. The first time we see her, her ebony skin and coral sweater are a sight for jaded eyes. The director was Meera Nair, the Indian filmmaker who's done such superb films as Monsoon Wedding and The Namesake. And she revels in the energy that flows from color, an unquenchable riot of scarlet, lime, saffron, tangerine, mustard, and turquoise in Katwe, the sprawling slum in the capital, Kampala. That's where Fiona, who's fatherless, works with her mother selling vegetables on the street. And Meera Nair rejoices in the color of her cast. Fiona's mentor, Robert Katende, is played by David Oyelowo. He gives the finest performance of his career. Robert is the soul of the film, a gentle man who can summon up passion and gleeful humor when it's needed. Lupita Nyong'o is Fiona's mother, Harriet. The role might have been strident in the hands of another actress. This tough, suspicious woman starts off by insisting that Robert's modest little chess class for local kids is nothing but a gambling den. But Harriet is a formidable force, as she's played by Nyong'o, who's come a long way, to say the least, since she worked for Meera Nair a dozen years ago as an intern on The Namesake. In real life, as in the film, Fiona's mentor was an unemployed civil engineer who took a job coaching sports in a program run out of a rickety Katwe church. Since he also knew chess, Robert organized classes for local kids, teaching the game as another sport. Fiona's gift takes her and Robert far from home and deep into hostile territory where privileged kids compete in elite tournaments. At one point, in the middle of a crucial game, Robert sees that his prodigious but fragile protege is suddenly paralyzed by self-doubt, and he shouts out, "You belong here, you belong here." It's one of those would-be inspirational moments in movies that's actually inspirational, partly because it comes out of nowhere and mainly because it's true. Thanks to her talent, but also apart from it, Fiona belongs anywhere and everywhere her heart desires. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'm on vacation starting next week, but I'll be back on KCRW toward the end of October.